The problem of pain and a grief observed. How many? Okay, first, how many of you have read The Problem of Pain? Okay. How many of you have read A Grief Observed? Okay, and many of the same people have read them both. Well, I'd read them both, but in researching If God is Good, I reread them back to back. I highly recommend that. I think Stan was saying that you were recently reading A Problem of Pain and reading it to your wife as well. I actually have a good friend. He's my assistant's husband who read The Problem of Pain while his wife was in labor. So, whatever. But anyway, so you have The Problem of Pain. All right, now you've got A Grief Observed. Now, how many of you have seen Shadowlands, the one with Anthony Hopkins playing C.S. Lewis? Okay. Now, that in many ways is a magnificent movie. I do have a few complaints about it. One of them is that Lewis is portrayed as this person who had written The Problem of Pain, and he's this professor who is isolated from difficulty and pain and all of that. And so he just speaks in very theoretical, philosophical ways. And then when he gets married to Joy and she has cancer and all of these terrible things happen, he's dashed because he's for the first time acquainted with the real pain of the real world. At times with that movie, I was going, do you not even realize this? You know, was he age 8 when his mother died? 9, 10, whatever it was. 8. Went through a very difficult relationship with his father, went to these schools, some of them where there was actual great brutality and bullying. Very difficult. Then he was in World War I. And the things that you could argue that, you know, I mean, all wars are bad, but horrific, horrific things that he experienced and found it very difficult to talk about, but lost many of his friends. You know, not Patty Moore and his, you know, commitment to take care of Patty's mother and all of that kind of stuff that, you know, but not just him, but he was surrounded by people who died. And he had experienced that. And there were other things as well. And so I think when I reread The Problem of Pain, I expected it to be a little more out of touch than I found it to be, because I had kind of not, I'd never bought into, I objected it even as I saw the movie. No, I read Problem of Pain several times, and I don't think it's like you're portraying it. But nonetheless, I think I was influenced by it, because I go, wow, that not only is that right on target, but he is clearly recognizing the depth of human suffering. This is not ivory tower stuff at all. All right, now, A Grief Observed is a, I will even say, wonderful contrast, but the two are not in opposition. They're complementary to each other. It isn't that now the ivory tower theologian has, you know, experienced suffering for the first time. It's this woman that he loved so much, was so passionate about, that seemed and was a gift of God to him. And now she's been taken, and it seems like the door is, you know, double barred, and where is God? But as I read A Grief Observed, all the most quoted portions that are often attributed to Lewis, you know, losing his faith, are followed. One of the most severe is followed, I think it was maybe 16 pages later, with a clear affirmation of, I can hear him again. I know he's there. And all of that. So those books were great because of my love for Lewis and just his insight on the human condition, and also for his personal experience. But they're also a great reminder of how something like a movie, and it didn't have to be a movie, it could have just been verbally portrayed, because I've read books that have said essentially the same thing, mischaracterize something in someone's life. And you know, there were a number of inaccuracies like that, but I still recommend it generally. I mean, I thought it was a good movie, but.